You're holding Daf Chof Beis Amar Aleph.
One side, throw it away from him. Lo Yachal L'Soinoi doesn't hold back from the enemies. Amar Rebbe Loi L'Soinoi Hudu Lo Yachal. He doesn't wait like not to pay back the punishment to the Soinim, to the Rishoyim. Al Yachal L'Tzadikim Gemurim. But the Tzadikim Gemurim, even though I'm all they do a chet, they deserve an Einish. For them, HaKadosh Baruch Hu waits. He doesn't give them back the Einish right away. Fahainu Diyomer Rishul Ben Levi. This is Rishul Ben Levi Dashon the Pasuk. My decision, what does the Pasuk say? Hasher Ronoichi Mitzavacho Hayoim Lasoisim. Is the Diyak Hayoim Lasoisim for Loyalo Mocha Lasoisim. The mitzvahs are given to be done here on this world and not lost in Lovoi. The Moisa Mashiach, or else after the next world, you can't do mitzvahs then. They need to do mitzvahs as calls the man you're alive on this world. Abamida Gisa Hayoim Lasoisim. This world is to do the mitzvahs and Lamocha Lakabotcham. When do you receive your reward? The tzaddikim lav davka receive the reward in this world. The amol the Eibusha pays back the reward in next world. And Elam Abba, that's where they get back their schar. Omer Rabbi Chagai, v'tayim Reb Shmuel Bar Nachmeni. My decision, what the pasuk say? Erech Hapayim. The Kodesh Baruch Hu, Erech Hapayim is slow to get angry. Erech Afmi Boile should have said he's slow to be angry. What's Loshen Hapayim? A double Loshen. Should have said Erech Ach. Long is his anger, but why Lashon Hapayim? El Erech Hapayim LeTzadikim, and Erech Hapayim LeRishoyim. Name is the midas of Chesed HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's for both. Zayv for Tzadikim and for the Rishoyim. Both he waits and doesn't take out his anger right now. Shrashi Hapayim Mashma Ponim Bein Shechkos Bein Zayfos. Hapayim Shechkos Marach Omar Tzadikim Mos Lovoi. Hapayim Zumas Marach LeRishoyim. Omiach Berusel Mos Lolem Abu. No, forget. Means both ways that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does. There are two times he extends his anger, but in two different ways. For the tzaddikim, the Eibusha doesn't give them their schar in this world, so he waits with their schar to give them a bigger schar in Olam Habo. And in Rishoyim is faket, the Eibusha Amol doesn't give them their Eimish in this world. Amol Rishoyim has the good in this world, that they get all the schar in this world, and their Eimish they'll get in the Yenim world will be a bigger Eimish there. So that's Amol, the midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's Erech HaPayim. At two times his Erech, he waits to do things. For tzaddikim, he gives them that their schorim in olam habo, and Rishoyim gets the reinish in the next world. Right. We have Yehuda Roimer out at the base of Sayin. So the Mishnah said, how wide can you make the pasim? How far can you spread the pasim out and still be able to carry? So it was a machlokes. One Rabbi Yehuda said only to base of Sayin. You can't make it more than 70 yamas by 70 yamas. More than that, it's also. And the Chavim said, no, as far as you want, you could. But as providing you keep on putting pasim in between, you're allowed to go 10 amas according to a mayor, then you have to put a pasim mechitza 1 amas wide, then go 10 amas, then another mechitza, another 10 amas, as far as you want you can go, miles and miles you can go. That's the Chol Meshita. If Yehuda said no, only to a base of sign. And the machlokes was that if Yehuda holds, this is not called Hukuf Ladira, therefore it hasn't been karmelis more than a base of sign, like any park, any area that people don't live there, even though it has mechitzas. If it's wider than 70 by 70 yamis, midrabon, you're not allowed to be metaltal inside them. Yud holds bein apasim the same halacha. The chum hold knows, since you use the water for drinking, it's called tashmish diyadim, it's called akukul for dira. Therefore, you can use the mechitis as far as you want. Iboilehu, bor upasin kamar, does the Yehuda say that the apayimama means, that the basasai means the bor, how wide the bor is, and the pasim around it also, together, like a picture 37. The base of Sayim means, in other words, between the mechitzas. The mechitzas have to be less than base of Sayim apart. You don't look at the bor, you look at the bor with the pasim kummer. Oy dilma bor v'loy pasim kummer. No, if Yehuda holds, look at the bor. In case we have a bor, if the bor is a base of Sayim, it's still good to make the mechitzas far away. The Iker is look at the bor itself. What does that mean? Odom noisenein of the boroi. People always look at the bor itself. Sabi the bor is left in the base of Sayim, there's b'loi gazrinen, dilmosel tatule, yoisim a base of Sayim, the karfif. So even though here the mechitzas really are more than a base of Sayim, because the bor itself is a base of Sayim, but people look inside the bor, so they'll see that you're only allowed to be metaltal up until a base of Sayim. There won't be mekel if you're metaltal here, even though really the mechitzas are far away than a base of Sayim, people won't think you're allowed to be metaltal other places where it's a karfif of a yoisim base of Sayim. Because they'll know here is different. Oy dilma no, odem noisen eina b'mechitzosoy. Person always looks at the mechitzas. He doesn't look at the bor itself. He looks at the mechitzas. The male of the gazrin and dilma oster lachlufei yoisim a base of sign. it's taker osir, according to Rabbi Yehuda, to metaltum, if the mechitzes are wider than a base of sign. You don't look at how big the bur is, though you always have to look how far aside the mechitzes are. If the mechitzes are, once the mechitzes are base of sign aside, then it's no good. Yeah. Like picture 37. Trashi a bor pasin, his roichav bor im chalal hekev pasim horachoykish tayamis. With the hekif of the pasim two amis, that has to be less than base asayim. I dilma no bor luchude shorah base asayim. As long as the bor itself is up until the base asayim levad hachikas base amis. Still, you can have two amis on each side. Further than that, still it's mutter because a person only looks inside the bor and not outside the bor. So that's the shaila. If you have a bor that's exactly base asayim, are you allowed to put the mechitzas two amis away? It means you'll have an extra four amis on both sides. Still, it's mutter, or else no. Toshima, kamehain mekurovin. How close could the pasim be to the bor? Could a roish of ruba shapora? You have to have at least enough space that the roish of ruba the pora comes inside the base of pasim, which we had before was at least two amis. For kamehain ruchokim, how far away can the mechitzas be from the bor? Afilu kur, afilu kurayim. As far as you want. That's the Tanakhama Shita. We have Yehudu Aymenain, base of sayim mutter. Only up until base of sayim, I mean 70 amis by 70 amis is mutter. Yoisim a base of sayim. Once you have further away than a base of sayim, osir. It's osir. Omru Rabbi Yehuda. So the Rabbanan said back to Rabbi Yehuda, Iato moida, aren't you moida though? The deer, that's a corral where the behemoths live. Visoyer, another corral that behemoths live outside in the city. Muksa, or else the backyard. The chotzer, a front yard. That afilu base chameshes kurim, or base asar kurim, shemuter. That no matter how wide your backyard or front yard is, abdi you have mechitzes around, you're allowed to carry there. So why is ben a pasim different? Omal Rabbi Yehuda answered back, Zu mechitza. When you have a backyard or front yard, those are good mechitzas. They're as mut as far as you want. And the hukas of dira there. Mashenkin ve'elu pasim. Here the beina pasim, it's only pasim. It's not hukas of dira, it's not a good mechitza. We have Shimon ben Elazar Weimer. Bor, base of sayim, a base of sayim mutter. Shimon ben Elazar says, how wide could the bor itself be up until a base of sayim, a base of sayim mutter? For lo yomru laharchik, ele kadei roish of rubi shaporo. In other words, Chur Reb Shimon is also saying it's only mutun tula beis asayim, but he learns the bor itself could be wide the beis asayim, and even after the bor is so wide, still you could put the mechitza still two amos more on this side and two amos more on this side. So see, according to Reb Shimon, once the bor is only beis asayim, it's mutter to be marked to make the mechitza a little bit longer. So Chur Tzadik, for me to come, Reb Shimon ben Elazar, bor v'loy pasin. Since Reb Shimon is the one that says, you look at the bor, Rabbi, the bor is not more than base time, it's mutter, or b'zoy mechlal, it should be a raya, to Reb Yehud, the bor v'pasin kamer. That Reb Yehud is a different shita. Reb Yehud also says it can only be a base of sayim wide. He means the mechitzis also. The mechitzis with the bor together cannot be wider than a base of sayim. So here we have a raya, Reb Yehud is a big machmer, and holds that even the width of mechitzis, there can't be a base of sign in between. You can't have water than a base of sign. And you can't include the extra two amis you need for the mechitzas. So the Mar V'Lohi, no, I'll tell you, it's not a good raya. We have Yehuda, Bor, V'Lohi, Pasim, Kamer. Reb Yehuda also means, just look at the Bor. Rabbi, the Bor is only a base of sign. It's mutter to make the chitz a little bit wider. The Yehachis, right, the Mar V'Zoi, Hayel, the Reb Shimon ben Elazar. We have Yehuda and Shimon ben Elazar both saying the same halacha. They're both saying in a case where the bor is exactly based on sayim, it's still mutter, even though you're putting the mechitzas two amis out on one side and two amis on the other side. If you have another four amis, still it's mutter. Of course, we look at the bor. Or if it's the mamish exact same shita, why do you have to have two members here for? And the Gemara 9, Iker benayu orich v'kotin. So now, Kamina, when you say the base of sayim, we're saying that's really the shear of the chotzer of the Mishkan. The chotzer by the Mishkan was 100 amis by 50 amis. So Orech V'Kotim means it's long 100 and wide 50. Reb Shimon says no. If a davka has to be squared, that means 70 yamas by 70 yamas, that's what we'll make them. But any time any side is more than 70 yamas, it's no good. Even though it's 100 by 50, which is really the same square feet as 70 by 70, we're not make them though. He holds Badavka has to be squared. You can't have more than 70 either way. And if you don't know, the ikur is what's the square feet. Even though one way is 100, the other way is 50, also it's mutter. That's the machloikis. Machloikis, how do you measure the base of sayim? But the both moida, the base of sayim, only goes upon the bor, and you're allowed to extend the two amis more each side, the mechitza. So the more klal omar Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, kol avir shatash mishla dira. Anytime you have mechitzas, and inside the mechitzas, you use it to live there, the mechitza hukuf ladiro, like we're saying a front yard or a backyard, could go in deer of his soya muks of chotzer, the corrals for the animal. The animal lives there. Or else the front yard and the backyard, then everybody's masking afilu beis chameshas kurim, obeis asaras kurim. No matter how wide the yard, you're allowed to do it. Doesn't make a difference how wide the yard. Since the mechitza hukuf ladiro, it's mutter. Mashenkin b'chol dira shetashmishel yaver. Anytime you have mechitzas that inside the mechitzas only used for the air, that means you don't live there. Kagoyin burgenin, like the small huts that just the shomer stays inside there when it gets hot outside, but he doesn't really live there. Sheb sodois. Then the locher is based asayim muter. Shots mechitzas that were not made for the purpose of living inside them, just on the mechitzas are there. Then kol zman they're not more than 7 yams or 7 yamis. It's mutter to metaltel inside it. Mashenkin yoisim abeis asayim. Once the mechitzas, the shetach is bigger than 7 yams or 7 yamis, it's awesome with the rabbon and hazard and karmelis, and you're not allowed to be metaltel there. Instead of naskmini, it was a park. If you have a park, even though it has mechitzas, but if it's more than 7 yamis by 7 yamis. It's not hukah the dira to live there, so you're not allowed to be metal to carry something dal damis inside the park. Only if it's less than base assignment or base assignment.
Yeah, just the last Rashi. Rashi just says the whole dira. Rashi says she mechusa begag, even though the dira, this hut, has a roof on top of it. The asuya leshmiras aver shechutzalo. But the word is it's made to live in the hut only in order to protect the fields outside the hut. That's called Lashon L'chodira Shetashmishal Avir. And even though you're inside this hut, but it's not for the purpose you want to live inside the hut, it's only for the purpose you want to see what's doing outside in the fields, so such mechitzes are not good mechitzes, and it's only mutter if it's offered to Levei Sosayim. But more than that, Midrabbanan has it in Karmelis, that you're not allowed to be metal to more than Daldams. So that's the Mishnah. We have Yehudi Leimer. Im hoyo derech rishus harabim misav koson. If in between the Pasei Berois, in between these four mechitzas, these four diyumdim you have in all four corners, the Rishus HaRabim, the Rabim walks through them, is the Alocha Yisalkenel Itzdodin. If you hold the Rabim comes as Mavato the mechitzas, you can't use these mechitzas, it's not called Rishus Yochid inside, so the Eitzer is Yisalkenel, you have to pick up the diyumdim, the four diyumdim at the four sides of the mechitzas, and move it over to the side of the Rishus HaRabim, so that they should not walk through it. It should not be mevatel the Rishus HaYochid. The Chachom say though, ain't it tzarech? No, you don't have to move on the side the Pasei Berois. Hey, midiraisa, we hold that loy osa Rabim mevatel mechitzes. When the Rabim walk through the mechitzes, they do not break the mechitzes. That's the Chachom Mishita. So the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar, the Amri Tavayu, they both say, Kan hodiacha koichen shal mechitzes. He's here and now, Mishnah, the Chum tell us here how strong mechitzes are. In other words, that means that even though the rabbin are walking through, they still do not break the mechitzes. The Zakti Gemara Kan, the Churz Marsh Meloshin Kan, Usurile, that Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar both hold, like the Chachamim and now Mishnah, that even though the rabbin walk through mechitzes, the rabbin do not break the mechitzes. Freddy Gemara Kasha, Ivri Omer Rabba Babachona, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Babachona said over the name of Rabbi Yochanan that Rabbi Yochanan himself said, Yerushalayim, the Shvokim, the streets in Yerushalayim, the main street, Ilmole, Dalso Seha Ninalois Balailo, if not for the fact that they used to close the doors at night, is Chayovim Oleho Mishum Rishus Rabbim. There would be an Isser Hoitzor through the streets, the main street in Yerushalayim. It would have a din of a Rishus Rabbim. So why isn't it called Rishus Rabbim? Only because it has the losses, because it has doors by the two entrances to the city. Of a mashmim without the two losses, without the doors, even though you would have it Surah Sapesach, it still would be Rishus Rabbim. What's the svar why? Because we say Osir Rabbim Mavato Mechitzis. Since the Rabbim walks through the Surah Sapesach, the Rabbim breaks the Mechitzis. Yeah, like Rashi says, Chayovim Oleho, Alma also Rabbim umovat lo mechitza. We see the Rabbim walks through and breaks the mechitzas. So it's only because you have a door that the door is the pshat that stops the Rabbim from walking through. But without a door, just a tzuras ha-pesach or a mechitza, if the Rabbim walks through it, it breaks it. In other words, that's what we're saying alma lo mechitza. If the Rabbim walks through, pashtaitzach, a Rabbim can't walk through a brick wall. So it means to say you have a mechitza, but there's a pesach in the mechitza. There's like an opening. So Kol Zaman is only up until Yud HaMasoles, Alamo is still called the Mechitza, it's called the Pesach in the Mechitza. But when the Rabbim walks through that Pesach, the Rabbim breaks the whole Mechitza, and it doesn't have a Koyach to be Rishus Yochid. So here it's the Stirin Rabbi Yechinen,
And with the Gemara Ella, you have to say, Kan v'loy sirulei. The Pshat is Reb Yochanan is saying that the Chachamim in our Mishnah are telling us this Yisoid, that the Rabbim cannot break the Mechitzis. But that's what the Chachamim hold in our Mishnah. But Reb Yochanan himself does not pass like the Chachamim here. Reb Yochanan himself says, no, the Rabbim walk through a Pesach, they break the Mechitzis, and only a Delet helps. Yeah. Of a... Yeah, so tomorrow, the Rami the Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbi Yehuda. Now we'll ask the Stira on Rabbi Yehuda to Rabbi Yehuda. The Rami the Rabbonin and the Rabbonin. And I have a Stira on the Rabbonin to the Rabbonin. The Tanya we learned. Yes, the Rav Kain, a big Yechidish, Omer Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda said, Mishaho Yoloi Shnei Batin, Mishnei Tzidu Rishos Rabbim. Somebody owned two houses, one on each side of the main street, on each side of Rishos Rabbim, let's say down Wilshire, you own the street on one side of the street. And then you own another house. You own a house on one side, and then you own another house on the other side, exactly across. Is alocha oisa loy lechi mikan v'lechi mikan. If you have yudos, all you have to do is just put up a lechi at the end of one side of your house, and another lechi at the other end of your house. Oy kari mikan v'kari mikan. You just put a beam going straight across in front of by one side of your house, and then put a beam straight across on the other side of your house. Memela v'noisa v'noisa b'yemza. And then you're allowed to carry in between the street, even though the Rishus Rabbim is walking through the street, still you're allowed to carry across from one house to another house. Is so you see what? That even though the Rabbim goes through, they do not break the Mechitzis. Omru loy, the Chum sent back to Rabbi Yehuda, no, the locher is Ein Mi'arvin Rishus Rabbim Bekach. You're not allowed to make an Eriv through Rishus Rabbim in such a way. So the Chur Akash of Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, Tzistir and Rabbi Yehuda. And now Mishnah Rabbi Yehuda says, that the Rabbim go through the Pasi Brois and they break the Mechitzis. That you have to move the Pasi Brois to the side. Because there the Rabbim should not go through it. And here Rabbi Yehuda holds no, if you own two houses on both sides of the Rishus Rabbim, even though the Rabbim are still walking through the main street, you're allowed to cross. You're allowed to metaltal from one side to the other side. He invited. And Kashi the Rabbonin, not the Rabbonin. There's also a theory in the Rabbonins. That now Mishnah the Rabbonin say the Rabbim walks through the Pasi Brois, it's still kosher. They do not break the Mechitzis. And here it says, the Chum say, Ein Marvim Rishus Rabbim Bekach. Mashma, since the Rabbim walks through these, walking through your Mechitzis, they break the Mechitzis. And for the Gemara, the Rabbi Yehuda, the Rabbi Yehuda Lakasha, I'll give you terrorists, there's no stira, Rabbi Yehuda to Rabbi Yehuda. Hosom the Ikrishte Mechitzis Mal Yeso, his Rabbi Yehuda Shitur is that midiraisa, all you have to have is two Mechitzis. If you have two mechitzis, even though they're opposite, one opposite the other, still that makes the inside area Rishus HaYochim Midiraisa. So when you own two houses, one on each side of the Rishus HaRabim, since the front of the house is a good mechitza, when you have two good mechitzis, that makes it Rishus HaYochid, and even though the Rabim are walking in between the two mechitzis, they do not break the mechitzis. Mashenkin here in our Mishnah, by Pasi Beroyis, Hocho Leko Shtei Mechitzis Mal Yisoh. Here you don't have at any point two good mechitzis. All you have is just four diyumdim at each corner. That means you have like an L shape, an amma one way, an amma the other side. And then you have a space in between of 10 ams. So these mechitzis, even though they're kosher midiraisa, but I call upon them, they're not good mechitzis. So when you don't have good mechitzis, then you have you to hold that if the rabbin walks through these pasi berois, the rabbin breaks the mechitzis. So therefore it's no stira to Rabbi Yehuda to Rabbi Yehuda. So the Rabbonin namelakasha. There's no stira on the Rabbonin to the Rabbonin either. Why there's no stira? Hocho iko shem arba mechitzis. And now Mishnah by Pasi Brois, even though they're shvachra mechitzis, but I call upon them, it has a shem midiraisa. You have four mechitzis there. Since on each side there's an amr on one side, amr on the other side. Like each side has two amis, so that's called the good mechitza midiraisa. And on all four sides you have this mechitza of two amis. So all four sides have mechitzas. Then we do not say the rabbim walking through breaks the mechitza. Mashenkein hosam in Rabbi Yehuda's case, though, in the case we just own two houses on two sides of the Rishus Rabbim. So all you have is just two good mechitzas. On the other sides, the rabbim are walking through. What are you putting up? Just a lechi or a kura? That's bechlal not called a mechitza. So mele hosam leka shom dal mechitzas. Over there, when the rabbim walking through your two houses, you do not have dal mechitzas. That's why the Rabbonin say, the Rabbim come and break it. In other words, Tom, the Rabbonin thinks of an Rabbi Yehuda and say that two mechitzas don't help. You doubt can need four mechitzas. But in Echanami, when you have four mechitzas, then the Rabbonin sheet would be lo yosa rabim muvato mechitzis. So the kitzur, this is the Gemara here. So what we have from now, Gemara's poshes, Rabbi Yechanan here was chayzer, and Rabbi Yechanan does not hold like the chom in our Mishnah. That Rabbi Yechanan himself holds that the rabbim walking through mechitzis break the mechitzis. The Gemara before we had though, Rabbi Lezer holds that the chom of our Mishnah lalocha. Rabbi Lezer holds that we hold lo yosa rabim muvato mechitzis. I'll call upon him with your eyes, the rabbim do not break the mechitzis. We spoke out before, it's a shayla how we paskin, doesn't say klo the psak alochem. Therefore, avadim min astam are always supposed to be machmir, that the rabbim walking through, a rabbim breaks the mechitzis. And therefore, you can't make a tzuras ha-pesach, a neriv, around the city that has a reshus rabbim inside it, unless you put up a delis on both sides of the reshus rabbim. At least on one side, that the delis should break the rabbim from walking through. Now the Mishnah Berurah says that the reason why a lot of cities were samech to make an Erev, even though it's a shalal alocha, maybe the Rabbim would come and break the mechitzis. So Mishnah Berurah says, vice place, that the minig oilam, the reason why they were makel, because they were samech on Reb Lezer Shita. To hold that our kopon mid yiraisa, we hold lo yosa Rabbim mavata mechitzis. Mid yiraisa, if you have a good surah of Pesach, even though the Rishus Rabbim is walking through it, they don't break the mechitzis. That's why you samech on Erevin. So therefore, mid yiraisa, there's no shalal. Only Shaila in the Rabbonins. In the Rabbonins, you can be Mekel with other Tzerufim. That maybe it's not a real Rishus Rabbim. You need 600,000 people walking through it every single day. And maybe then you don't need a Delis. Maybe it's enough them just with Tzerus HaPesach. So, Avadah is Sodom to be Machnir. But these are the Sodom why some people are Mekel on Erevin. Because the same on Rabbi Lezer Shita to say, Midirai Sakoponim, Lo Yosu Rabbim Umavato Mechitzes. Right. Omer Reb Yitzchak, Reb Yosef, Omer Reb Yochanan, Eretz Yisrael, Ein Chayovim Molehem Meshum Rishus Rabbim. He holds there's no din Rishus Rabbim in Eretz Yisrael. There's no Rishus Rabbim. So the Gemara, why not? Yosef Ravdimi Yikom Moleh Lohoshmaita, he said over this halacha. Omolei Abayla Ravdimi, so Abayla told Ravdimi, my time, what's the reason? What are you saying over? What did Rabbi Yitzchak say over the name of Rabbi Yechanan that there's no din in Rishus Rabbim in Eretz Yisrael? Elaim, if you want to tell me, Mishum Demakiv Lei, Tzulma de Tzur Mehachisa, that on one side of Eretz Yisrael there's like high rocky mountains there, like Tzulma means a rock, Tzulma de Tzur, a mountain of rocks on one side that gives it a shame Mechitza on one side, like you have picture here 42, on page 51. Picture 42. Ovaita, umachtona de geder mehagisa. And on the other side, like in picture 43, you have like a little ditch that goes down dalatvachim. And Rashi says it's wide, it goes down yutvachim, and it's wide dalatvachim. So it has the same, also a shame reshusa yachid there. So the mela, that lies like a mechitza. So the kitza, you have like mechitzas going around the whole Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, inside can't be a reshusa rabbin. And Rashi says, umachtona means meirid charitz omuk, there's a deep ditch. Yutvachim, it goes down Yutvachim, Verochiv Dalvin, and Swaya Dalid, south of Eretz Yisrael, around Eretz Yisrael, Mida Gisa. The heavy law of Mechitza, it applies like a Mechitza. On the heed, the Yosla Tatulu Midrabonin, and even though Midrabonin maybe it's also not a good, it's not a good Mechitza Midrabonin, Mio Lav Rishus Rabbin the Raisi. But I call upon him the Raisi, though it's a Svar that I can't be Rishus Rabbin inside it. Lechuvi Alei. That's what Ravdimi wanted to say in the name of Rabbi Yechanan. Now that's the reason why it's not called a Rishus Rabbin. So Tayz asked the Kasha right away, have you much like Shum Rabbi Yechanan Gufa, could he ask the Stir in Rabbi Yechanan? The Yom Uliel, before Rabbi Yechanan said, the Moly Dasa said, no, it's Balaylo, Chayov Mila Meshum Meshus Rabbin. Rabbi Yechanan said, if not for the fact that they have a door, and close the doors at night to the entrance of the Terah to Yerushalayim, it would be a Rishus Rabbin. So you see, Yerushalayim could be a Rishus Rabbin. So you see, these Mechitzes going all around are not called good Mechitzes. So Tayz says, V'shem Ha'osim Hevi Alibad Rabbi Yehuda, maybe Rabbi Yechanan is saying that the Aliba de Rabbi Yehuda that holds the Rabbim is Mavata Mechitzis. But maybe here Rabbi Yechanan is saying Aliba de Rabbonin that Lo Yosu Rabbim Mavata Mechitzis. So if the Rabbim do not come to Mavata Mechitzis, since you have a Mechitzis all around Eretz Yisrael, you have like the Sum of the Tzur on one side and this other ditch around the other side, so it's surrounded by four Mechitzis, that's why it's not a Rishus Rabbim Midiraisa. Bovel Nami Makiv Le Pras Mahakisa, the Dignus Mahakisa. Hey, Bovel also has these rivers all around it. And there's also Mastama side bank which has Mechitis all around it. So Bovel should also be a Rishus HaYochidin. And weiter, the kula yalmanami, the whole world also should not be a rishus rabbim. Why? By makifu kindness, you have the oceans going all around the whole world. So since you have the oceans going all around the whole world, so when it goes down, it should be like a mechitza. So you have mechitzas around the whole world. So elamai, that can't be the reason why Eretz Yisrael is not called a rishus rabbim. Is obviously these mechitzas do not help to make it ois rishus rabbim. Now the Gemara doesn't say a clear reason why not. So Tosis speaks out in the middle of Tosis Duma Milos Moredis. Tosis says the Tamil Rabbon and Kolaritz Yisrael Tassu Shasiyach that they assume the tour but started together Bobonami. Yeah. So Tosis answers V'yeshloimar the mechitza sheino asuya b'day yodom lechashiva mechitza kuli hai. That if you have a mechitza that wasn't made b'day yodom, like here these rocks, these mountains, or these ditches. That wasn't made by the Yodim. That's the way it was. From the made Rishis, or Bezoi, these mechitzes are not good mechitzes. They're not so choshev mechitzes. Melov yafilu rabbonu moidi, the osu rabbim mubatla mechitza. It's even though they have a shame mechitza, and avada, if it wouldn't be for the fact that the rabbim walked through it, it would be Rishus Yochid. But such mechitzes that weren't made by the Yodim, they're only made by the Shemayim, those mechitzes do not help to stop the rabbim from walking through it, and you shouldn't say the rabbin does not break the mechitzes. But here the rabbonon amoidon that also rabbin movato mechitzes. Therefore, since these rocks and since these ditches were made by the shemayim, when the rabbin walked through them, the rabbin zicha break the mechitzes, and therefore it's shemer. Why do you say Eretz Yisrael can't be a rishus rabbin? Why not? Even though it has mechitzes all around it, but these are very shvachar mechitzes that have had the rabbin come and break the mechitzes. So why can't it be a Rishus Rabbim? So it's Shrik Shver. What do you mean to say it doesn't have a din Rishus Rabbim in Eretz Yisrael? And for the Gemara, Dilma Mailois Umardois Ka'akamrit. Maybe you meant to say the Aliyahs, the places that go up and the places that go down in Eretz Yisrael, those places don't have a shame Rishus Rabbim. In other words, like a mountain area in Eretz Yisrael, or a place that goes down in Eretz Yisrael, that doesn't have a shame Rishus Rabbim. Like Rashi says, Milas or Meredes Shabu Kamrit, Shein Chayov Malay Mishum Rishus Rabbim, Tla Nicha Drisa the two, but have a Rishus Rabbim. It's not Nicha the Rabbim to walk through it, because it's too high to walk up, or it's too low to walk down. So the Mice the Rabbim don't use these areas. So since the Rabbim does not use this area, therefore these areas do not have a Shein Rishus Rabbim. But Enech Nami Avadi in Eretz Yisrael, it's possible to have a din of Rishus Rabbim. Omalei, so he answered back, kar kafno chazis l'reishcha bein amudei, a kiyom Rabbi Yechon l'hor shmaitato. His Rabbi Yechon said, this memory I saw kataf, the Rashi said, like an odim choshev, like a head. In other words, I saw an odim choshev here when you said over this halacha. Like Tosfos says, it means say, reishcha hainu rabba, shoyu rabba shal abayim, vevi kumoy reshecha bekriri. In other words, he saw a choshev person rabba that said over this shmaitato, not he's saying over good svarim. That the high places and the low places in Eretz Yisrael, these places, since it's not Nicha Tashmishvi, it's not easy for people to walk through them or on them, these are not called a Rishus Rabbim. And the Ritva says, the Pshat from Kakafna is that it's like also, it's a Lashon Sachas, he's saying a nice Lashon here. In other words, you said such a good Pshat here, so it's kundumli, it's as if that you were there in the Beis Medrash, Pshat Shab Yechinen said over this memory. Yeah, so the more item. Itmanami, we also learned like this, Kiyosi Ravin Omer Rabbi Yechinen, V'yamrilo, some say, Omer Rabba Avuha, Omer Rabbi Yechinen, that Mailois Umorodois, Sheberot Yisrael, the high places like a hill, or else a low place, a deep valley, Sheberot Yisrael, that's an Eretz Yisrael, is Ein Chayova Malaya Mishum Rishus Rabbin. If you carry in these places, there's no Issa Diraisa, that's not called Rishus Rabbin Midiraisa. Why? If the Bryce here says, because it wasn't like the Midbar, the way the Yidden went through in the Midbar. Like Rashi says, in the Midbar, everything was flat. Rashi says, Sheinu kedigle Midbar, deretz chaloka hoysa, she'onon mishavi hoysa. That was the nest, that the Onan went in front of the Yidden, and it was mishavi, any high place, it made it smooth, and any low place, it picked it up. So in the Digle Midbar, by the Rishus Rabbim, in the Midbar, it was all flat land. So therefore, the high hills and the low places in Eretz Yisrael doesn't have a shame Rishus Rabbim. We'll see later in the Gemara why Dafka in Eretz Yisrael is this way. Because there should be a Svar any place. Any place is hard, for the rabbin to walk there, it's not called the Rishus Rabbin. We'll see later why it's Bedavki in Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara, Eboyimine Rochva Merova. Is Rochva after Shiloh from Rova?